shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in me every day, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
And Jesus was always teaching. He was in teaching mode for the three plus years he was on earth with them. And so in Mark chapter 6, we'll go to the book of Mark. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, four testimonies to the life of Christ. Matthew and John were there personally to see it. Mark and Luke both learned it from the apostles and then wrote it down. But Mark specifically is the shortest of the gospels. He's the action. He's the action writer. He goes from event to event to event to event. He doesn't do a lot of dialoguing. He doesn't record a lot of dialogue in his writings like Luke and Matthew do. But so he just goes from one action scene to the next. And so he's the action guy. But beginning at verse 46 of the book of Mark, Father, bless these thoughts this morning and the time remaining, plenty of time remaining. And thank you for Pastor Tom's portion this morning. Thank you for that beautiful song we heard. And we're just so grateful for everything that you do for us. In Christ's name, amen. Now remember that just before this event, Mark records the other event where 5,000 are fed with the fish and the loaves. And Jesus Christ, of course, is teaching a principle. I am the provision. We didn't have anything to eat. There was only a few fish and a few loaves of bread. There was 5,000. The question comes up, what is this among so many? How are we going to do this? There's no way we can provide. There's no way we can do it. And Jesus said, bring it to me. And of course, he is the provision. And so that's a great lesson. They should have taken notes. Because the next and they are going to need to call upon Jesus, their provision. Let's see if they do. What do you think they do? Humans generally do. So he sent them over to verse 46, and he departed to the mountain to pray. So the disciples went. That's a good thing. And Jesus sent. And then Jesus doesn't go with them. He goes to the mountain to intercede with them. He goes to the mountain to pray. Just like when Peter was going to go through a trial. And Jesus said, you know, Peter, you're going to deny me three times. You're going to go through this terrific trial. But I'll pray for you. I'll intercede. Not that the trial goes away, which is what we would all like. I'll pray that your faith doesn't fail in the trial. That you mature in the trial, that you develop as a Christian in the trial, that you're tempered like steel in the trial, and that so I'll pray for your faith, that you stay strong and that you continue to, and that faith is pointed in the right direction, me, your provision, as you go through the trial. So Jesus went to the mountain to pray for them, and they went out into the sea that they were very familiar with. They fished in that sea many, many times. They know the sea. They're not amateurs at this. They're not novices. and when it comes to getting in a boat and going out into the sea. So the disciples are sent. The question is, will they remember their provision? In the Old Testament, time and time again, they were told by the Lord, don't forget me. Do not forget me. Please remember me. Do not forget the Lord your God. Do not turn to some other thing and forget me. Deuteronomy 8:14 is one great verse for that. Do not forget me. So then in verse 47, the evening comes, at nighttime comes upon them. There's not much for lighting. But the nighttime comes upon them. The boat is in the middle of the sea, not very close to the shore, and Jesus is alone on the land. Jesus is on the land. They're in the midst of the sea in their boat. He's nowhere to be seen. Physically, with their eyes, they cannot see him. They had, for the time he usually spent with them, they could see him. He walked with them. He talked with them. He was physical. They could see him. But now he's invisible. And they're going to have to learn that because, like that beautiful song we heard this morning, he's going to die, be resurrected, and ascend into heaven. He's going to be gone until he comes back for us. We're not going to see him. We're going to have to relate to an invisible Lord. You don't physically see him. If you do, write a book and get rich. I physically saw him and had breakfast with him, and we talked about a few things. You can write a book, thousands will buy it. And I don't want to tell you what those people are, but they'll spend their money and you'll get rich. But you just got to make it up as you go. He's going to be invisible. They need to learn that because someday he's going to be permanently invisible to them. And so their faith is going to have to see him. He's going to have to be real by faith, like you guys do every day. He's real. I mean, if he wasn't real, you wouldn't pray. You wouldn't bother praying. You would be like, what am I praying, to the ceiling tiles? I mean, that's how far I think my prayers are going. No, you believe because of your faith he's there. And he is there. Even if you didn't believe, he's still there. But your faith is what's going to give you that capacity to know him in the invisible realm. So the nighttime rolls in. It's dark. Just like in some of your situations. It's like, oh boy, night just rolled in. I just got the bill. You know, oh boy, the doctor just told me something. Evening has come. Night, the darkness is surrounding me. Sometimes, you know, darkness is like, it's like the time when I don't know what to do. I don't have any light. I don't have any understanding. This situation's upon me. I don't know how I'm going to fix it. The darkness comes in. The boat's in the middle. I can't get back to shore one way or another. I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of this problem. And there's no easy way out of here. Darkness surrounds me. The storm's rolling in. And Jesus is not with me physically. So can they trust an invisible Lord? Psalm 46:1, is he to them an ever-present help in time of trouble? Is he there for them, even though they can't see him? Even though you can't see him, is he there for you? Jesus saw them straining at rowing. Jesus had pretty good eyesight. He had a lot better eyes than me, because they're in the middle of the sea. He's on the land. I don't know how far that is, but that's a good distance, and he sees them. That's pretty good vision. What is he, God or something? I mean, that's incredible vision. That's amazing to see. He sees them. What does he see them doing? Straining. What are they trusting in? The boat, that it won't sink. Their oars, their strength, their experience, their expertise in navigating the ocean. They're trusting in everything but what they're supposed to be trusting in. Nobody says, oh my gosh, the storm, the darkness, let's have a prayer meeting. Nobody suggested that. Nobody suggested that. They're all trying to fix their problem on their own. And they're straining at it. People do that all the time with their problems. They strain. They stress. Another word for that would be stressing. They stress. They worry. They're fearful. They don't know how to deal. And he sees that them doing that. They're not having a prayer meeting. They're not looking towards the one who just taught them, I am the provision. I'm the one to look to. When you can't figure out how it's going to get done, I'm the one you look to. I am your provision. I am your portion. They're not doing that. They're stressing. They're rowing. They're trying to figure out how to fight against the wind. Now, who's the wind is a great symbolic thing. The wind, who's the prince of the power of the air? The devil. And so the wind is just the air in force coming against you. And they're stressing. And it's the fourth watch of the night. It's almost morning. They've gone all night like this. And Jesus comes to them, walking on the sea. You know what's beautiful about that? They're not operating in faith. They're not praying. They're not calling upon him. They're not asking for his intervention. They're not doing anything. And he comes to them. They didn't call for him. He's coming to them anyways. What a faithful God. You believe not, it says he abides faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13. They didn't believe, but he was faithful to them anyways. He was there for them. Even though they didn't believe. Look at the children of Israel in the wilderness. They weren't believing the whole 40 years. He was there for them. Fed them every day, took care of them every day, clothed them, protected them, defeated enemies for them. He was there for them even though they didn't have faith. Maybe on occasion they had a little bit of faith and they threw it away and went back to complaining. They love to complain. Thank God none of you guys love to complain about things. You're just so precious. But you know what? I mean, he was not invited, but he drew near anyways. He had to walk on the water to do it. What is he, God or something? Walk on the water. He walked on the water to get to them. They're stressing. They were not seeking the provision. And yet still it says... It says in the verse, what's that? Yeah, thank you. It says, he saw them stressing at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, and walking on the sea, and then he would have passed by them. He made it as though he was going to just keep on going. He came close to the boat, and was just going to keep on going. Why did he do that? He wanted them to see him, to remind them that he's present in time of trouble, so that they would what? Call out for him. Jesus, help us. Lord, we need you in this.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program, and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Leaf Golf Course is Okeechobee County's premier championship golf course, located just 8 miles north of Okeechobee City on U.S.